Okay, yesterday we left off in the middle of the motion sensors. Okay? I just want to say, it's very, very complicated. I mean, to find leniencies while you're allowed to have them. Okay, there's also a difference we started learning yesterday. Whether you own the house or somebody else owns the house. In other words, if somebody has a motion sensor and you're just walking by, it's not as bad as if it's your house and have a motion sensor. Because if... What?
What if you're staying by that?
That's... in that respect, it's like your house. But not necessarily because, you know, you don't need... It's, you're a guest in somebody's house. You don't care if they have it on or not. But the one that has it because they want it on. So it's not as bad. It's the owner of the house wants it on. Okay? So halachically... Bottom line is, they're all right. If there's no choice, you can rely on the opinions that are makel, that you can, you know, have it, not have it on. Ideally, it should be turned off. But if you didn't turn it off, you can go into the house. You can go out of the house. But again, if it's your house, it's worse because then you want it versus you walk by somebody else, you don't care if it goes on or not. Now, there's also a difference we learned yesterday between motion detectors and a cabinet's always taking pictures. A cabinet's always taking pictures. Most opinions say it's not an issue at all. Because you're walking by, you're not causing anything to happen by walking by. It's just taking constantly the picture. It's like, if to give an example, if you're walking in the street and all of a sudden somebody takes a picture of you. You didn't cause that picture to happen. I mean, they took a picture. I'm not... You know, they're not doing it for me. They didn't do anything for that. But if it's a motion sensor, so then sometimes you have an issue that you're walking into it, then your action is actually causing it to happen.
But a camera that is constantly taking pictures?
That is not an issue.
But when somebody walks in front of it, an icon, a red icon comes on.
Yeah, but again, it's not what you want, and it's probably rabbinic, and it's sikrei shedli nichlei. Again, basically, there's less of an issue when it's not motion sensor than when it is motion sensor. Motion sensor, your action is actually quite what?
Like if you're walking on a sidewalk, you know that a house has it. Should you go on the street instead?
Some people say, yeah, it's better to walk around instead of causing it to happen. Huh?
Impossible.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know it's gonna be on for sure. And it's a suffix if it's gonna be on. So there's another issue, suffix psikresha. In other words, psikresha normally means I chop off the head, I know it's gonna die. Now I don't know if the head is being chopped off, which is suffix psikresha, which in aloha is also easier. Then it's psikresha le'nichala. If it's rabbanan, it's much more lenient. These are all the leniencies the bottom line has. Now, ideally, if somebody has an alarm system, they should close the whole system for Shabbos. But a lot of times, even if you close the system for Shabbos, what happens is, when you open the door and close the door, a green light goes on, even if you close the alarm. Yeah, you press a button. Sometimes it's still, you open the door, a green light goes on, a red light goes on, whatever, you know, open and close it to see. The green panel would mean all the doors are closed. If there's a red dot, you know, that door is open. So again, even though you might turn off the alarm, but that sensor still exists. Yeah. And that's almost impossible to turn off. The Arpaskin, he doesn't make it out, but the Arpaskin that say, if that's the case, you should actually cover it. Cover the panel that you don't see it. And therefore, again, you're not gaining anything by it.
The beams are in between the
stations. Okay, no, I'm saying the beams, but...
How about if you say is there a button when you learned before that the electricity is either boine or fire, no?
No, that's not what he said. It's either min atayra midrabanon, it's either boine. Today's electricity is not mavir anymore because today's electricity is not like years ago. Electricity caused sparks. Today's electricity, the newer wiring, doesn't cause sparks. So according to many opinions, it's the whole electricity is midrabanon, which is totally irrelevant. Unless these added features, so to speak, is psikresha le'nichle, and it's nasafik psikresha, reisha, and everything else. It is. Anyway, surveillance cameras, again.
It's still boina.
No, not according to many opinions. Some opinions say it's boina. Some people say it's not boina. Okay, next.
I mean, folks last time were close to, like, certain places, hotels they have in the bathroom, said that's not an issue.
I didn't say it's not an issue.
No,
I said if there's no other choice, you're allowed to go to the bathroom like that. I didn't say there's,
well,
there's no issue. I'll give you an example. When frum organizations make a Shabbaton in a hotel, okay? When they go look at the hotels, they lechatchila look for a place that will not have electric bathrooms, or they'll have at least a few manual bathrooms, okay? And also that the light doesn't automatically go on, okay? Sometimes, I know cases that there was one JLI, they went to a hotel, and they got, because it was they took over the whole hotel, they got the maintenance guys to change the toilets where the guys were using it. For that Shabbos, they changed it to manual.
Yeah.
And then they changed it. It's not a big job for them. I mean, it's...
most of them are dual function.
Whatever. But they actually changed the toilets. I know cases of Shabbaton. They actually changed... They got the... Because it paid for the hotel. Like this, they booked the whole hotel. It was a big profit for them. But they actually made it manually. Now, if somebody could do that, ideally, it's the best thing to do. If somebody has a ring, like you mentioned, or one of you guys mentioned yesterday, ideally, it's better to disconnect it for Shabbos.
Oh,
unless if you have a setting. Okay, I'm not talking about that aspect. So you have to set the setting. Where's the setting? In the thing?
Yeah, just like you have a setting on your phone.
Yeah.
You go to the setting on the ring, and it can tell it, this day and this day, shut down, and it will shut down.
Okay. Or you just take out the battery for the day. Then it doesn't work at all.
Don't they do it for you?
Huh?
Don't they do my phone for you? You can do it on my phone.
It's very simple.
No, you set it to not to be motion sensitive. You set the ring, the doorbell, not to be motion
sensitive. Okay, whatever. You speak to my grandkids. Maybe they know. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. But anyway, it's fine.
The hotel has a problem with the keys also.
The hotel's a problem with the keys, but it's not a problem with the keys. Because, again, if you have a guy that's going to open the door for you, again, what are you asking the guy to do? Open the door. That's what you're asking him to do. Opening a door is not forbidden on Shabbos. The only thing is, when he's opening the door, it's a psikresha, that he's putting the key, the electric key in, you know, the key card, and then it's opening the door. So a guy is allowed to do it. Psikresha, you're not doing it. What some places they do, by the way, and this is how much you trust the people in the hotel, they'll actually put something in the door that it doesn't close.
Yeah.
But gosh, it doesn't close. So the only problem is your door is open the whole Shabbos. So you have to hope nobody decides to check out the doors.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but very few. In Eretz Yisrael, by the way, I was once in a hotel in Eretz Yisrael, so they had during the week they have key cards for that. And then for Shabbos, they switch it to keys. You have to put a $25 deposit for the key, but whatever. But then the room works on key instead of the key cards. So if you want, they give you a key to your room, then there's no problem.
What about the...
What?
Electric keys are hooked in?
No. The Kedr Shemlachti Lissa, if anything. To a goof in Mekami, I'll have to move it. What?
What about the safe in the hotel?
Safe in a hotel, that's Mamish electric, Mamish digital.
Well, the one with the credit card.
In the hotel?
Yeah, you swipe the credit card.
I don't go that many times to hotels, but the hotels I've been in, there's actually a safe in the closet, and then you press some buttons and you set it, and then you open it, and... That you can't do on Shabbos. If it's a credit card, again, you have the same issue. But a guy could do it.
It's safe, whatever.
Yeah, but if you give them the things before Shabbos and they put it away for you, it's not an issue. Okay, same thing with burglar alarms. Okay, well, we said that before. Alarms on Shabbos, you have to be careful, basically. If somebody can disable it, they should disable it. Or you can ask a guy to open it, then it's again not an issue because the guy is doing it for you. It's basically a secretion. Okay, next. If you have a timer on Shabbos, I'm talking even about the old manual timers. That you know you had those screw in things. before you were born. You put the tag, the things in, then you change the time. Okay. So even that, in the earlier tshuva, the Meisha Feinstein has a tshuva, the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Erbach has a tshuva. The Meisha holds basically you can't change the pegs to make it earlier or later. In other words, what happens if the light Friday night is set to go off at 9 o'clock? Okay. And then you realize guests are coming and you're going to need the light later to stay on longer. So now the shaila is, can I move the peg from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock?
Before
Shabbos, I can do whatever I want. So on Shabbos, yeah? You're about to finish eating 9 o'clock, you're planning to go to sleep. Okay, that's not realistic. Maybe in the winter, yeah? And then, guys came over to Fabring, okay? And you don't want to sit in the dark because you can't even light candles to make it romantic. Okay, so then you want to move up the thing, the knob, that it should go on later, stay on later. So the Meshal, you're not allowed to do it.
But what are you doing? You're not doing anything.
Yeah, but he has a whole thing about it, because he writes, it's Asa B'chol Eifin, sometimes it's Melacha D'Oraisa, and because sometimes if you do something that should stay on longer or shorter, it could be a shayla of light, like adding oil to a fire. Is a malacha of adding, you're making the fire longer, right? That's havada, lighting the fire. You take out oil, so you're not really doing anything to the fire, but you're still causing it to go off earlier. Some paskim disagree, some paskim hold in certain cases you might be able to do it. Yom Tov obviously is much easier to be able to do it. But the problem is today's timers are all digital. I'm not saying what you can't find. I'm saying if somebody, many houses today, the system is built into the house that you have timers, it's all on your control by your phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you want to do if you want to extend the time or make it shorter? You can't do it, Shabbos. Because if the mamash is doing digital things on the phone, that's mamash causing the electricity to happen. Again, it could be a shayla of kibui, of extinguishing the fire, it could be a shayla of adding to a fire. But I'm saying these things people just have to keep in mind. But again, you can ask a non-Jew to do it.
What if it's the old plug-in, you just take the plastic piece and pull it out, and it should stay on the whole Shabbos? You take out, pull out.
Okay, according to a certain poskim, that whole thing is muktzah. Not as Kedush Melachti list, it's mamish muktzah. Then it would be a shayla. But even that, but without that, you also can't do it. Because you're causing it not to go off. So again, you're causing it to burn longer. So then you're adding to the amount of time it's going to be burned or lit.
What about the fireplace?
What?
Fireplace.
To do what?
Fireplace, you turn it on before Shabbat.
With water, gas?
Yeah. Fireplace.
A gas?
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes people put wood in, they light the fire, like, the, you know.
You turn it on before Shabbat, it has a timer on a remote.
If you set the timer before Shabbos, it's fine.
It goes off by itself.
That's fine.
Like oven.
You could do the oven that and timer that should go off also. You can't do an oven that should go on and cook with that.
Off, yes, on, no.
Right. Because then you're cooking on Shabbos through the timer that you're not allowed to do. But to make an oven go off, let's say you're having company Friday night and you want to keep the food hot, and you're going to be finished eating 10 o'clock, and 10 o'clock or 10:30, you don't want the oven burning the whole Shabbos. See, you set the timer, it should go off at 10:30. So you're going to be allowed to do it, because you're not doing anything. It's a regular time. According to the Meish Feinstein, you're not allowed to, because you can't do timers on anything, except lights and air conditioning. But the most of the posts can say, no, you can use timers for everything. What? So some poskim hold you're not allowed to do that either. Yeah, some poskim hold that there's a difference. If it's on already and you might be extending it, it's different than if you're actually turning it on. So there's a difference in that.
Most of these appliances are so complicated.
The newer appliances are very, very complicated. No, you know, I want to tell you something. Do you know that there was a time when the first frost-free freezers came out? Talking about 60 years ago. when the first frost-free freezers came out. And nobody realized it, the halachic issue with it. And they would, you know, open the door, close the door. And then the way basically a frost-free freezer used to work is the freezer had a fan in it. Even still now. So the barrel, it doesn't allow the air to freeze, so therefore you don't, it doesn't make ice on the shelves, right? Because it just makes it moves it, it rotates it, so it doesn't make. But they realized that thing is electric. And if you pull out the plug, you can't open the freezer door. I remember when I was a kid, I was a bach already. But, and we had a frost-free, you know, the old frost-free fridges and freezers. And then they came out, and we're in my house. So we stopped using that freezer on Shabbos because you couldn't use it.
The icebox freezers, yeah.
But I'm saying what happened was because that whole door thing with the fan was mamish electric. So if you, and people didn't, but they said, try it, pull out the plug, and you'll see you're not going to be able to open the freezer door. Fridge door, yeah. Freezer door, you wouldn't be able to open. No, these are all issues that, and the more things develop, the bigger shyness we're going to have.
So what happens when you open the door and you know the fan is going to go on when you open it?
Then you're not allowed to open it. Maybe with a shinui, ask a guy. Okay.